All right, all new episode from Run and Tell That Podcast. Oh, how was everybody's week?
Not bad.
Yeah, okay. Not bad at all.
Okay. Everybody here?
Yeah.
Okay. We got Dell today.
I think so. I thought he was on today.
Well, tonight's topic is title is episode 76, Ladies Night.
Yes, sir.
All right. So this episode is for the, I guess, for the ladies. I guess whenever they do show up,
this is Ladies Night.
But
in the meantime,
exactly.
We got the website up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Which you can go on there. It's and I forgot what it was off the top of my head. It's run-tail-that.
Yeah, well, really, it's run and tell that, but you have to put a dash in between the run, the end, then the tell that. Then it's podcast.onpodium.com. So that's our website.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why you better at it. See, I jacked the whole thing up. My memory is not that good. But the good thing about it is when you do go on the site, all the shows are up on there. You can subscribe. They have show everywhere where the podcast is at. Or you can, good thing about it, you can listen straight from the website. You can subscribe to it. You get the notifications. You can leave reviews on there. If you want to be a guest, there's also, when you go into the menu, you'll see the guest part in there, and you can fill out the form and be a guest. You can leave comments as far as like what you want to talk about, what you would like for us to talk about and discuss on the show, topic ideas. So it's very nice. I think it's a good, nice website. I like it.
Okay. Oh, we got a message from Miss Cheesecake. I'm not. Why would I be?
I don't know. You don't sound chipper like normal.
What are you talking about?
No.
But we got a message.
Episode 76, Ladies Night. What's going on? G46, roll. And G-Man, shout out to y'all. Shout out to the room. I'm in here listening. What are we talking about?
Well, they said because they said it was Ladies Night. They said if you pay $2.99, you can watch G-Man pour Nutella all over his body while he sing D'Angelo, How Does It Feel? He said he's doing that just for the ladies. He said he will DM you where you can find it, and you only got to pay $2.99.
He's going to send the links. He's going to send the links out.
He's going to send the links out. You know what I'm saying? He's going to send the links out so you can see a link. I'm just saying.
$2.99. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm surprised you said D'Angelo. I thought you was going to hit the Kales. Cause he was born in these streets.
Yeah, that's gonna be part of the second show.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? First show, you get
can't the do them all on the first one.
Yeah, can't do it all on the first one. Can't do it all on the first one.
They got them paying $2.99 to see you rub Nutella on your body.
Oh no, I don't do that.
I wonder why he ain't saying that. He wasn't there. Okay.
He stepped away. No, I can't do Nutella.
Mm-hmm. But he said,
if you say maple syrup, I'll do maple syrup now.
Not Nutella.
He said in the next 20 minutes, check your DMs. He gonna send you a link so you can see a link.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
I got something for him. Yeah.
It's ladies' night.
It's ladies' night.
Yes,
It's ladies' night.
It ain't gonna be link now. It's gonna be a link. It's gonna be a link. It's too dirty for a regular link. So.
Oh, Miss Cheesecake got a question about the whole Nutella thing. So I'm gonna play. This is for you, G-Man. Him.
No, hold on. This is the real question. If you're going to do the Nutella, is it going to be room temperature or are you going to heat it up so it's nice and squishy? You know what I'm saying? It's a better spread. It's an even spread.
Mm-mm. No, I don't need to heat it up. I don't need to heat it up. With that
maple
look,
syrup flow.
Yeah, that's maple syrup flow. Maple syrup.
See, that was Rob with that Nutella.
I remember precisely episode five or six where him. Yes, you did. Him brought up Nutella. Yes, you did. Don't make me go back to the audio. Because we were joking around and you said Nutella and I came back and made a joke about Nutella.
No, let me tell you what I said.
Why would I think of Nutella?
You remember why I said when I did the D'Angelo song and all that stuff like that. You know what you said, he gonna put Nutella on him. And that's when you were telling Ro about
I don't remember that. I'm gonna have to go back. I just know that was episode 5 or 6. We weren't ten episodes in. I think I have to go back.
Yeah. But you're the one who gave the Nutella. Remember I did the D'Angelo. How does it feel?
That's it.
Y'all was something else. You see how y'all try to do the switch up? I see how it is.
Hey, look, cornflake won't be cornflake without the milk.
Mm. I'm confused now. I don't know what we're talking about. We talking about Nutella or cornflakes?
Look, you see the switch up. Look.
Yes, y'all on another level tonight. I am shocked and appalled by the way y'all acting right now.
I put you on blast, but your name came up a few times this week.
Your
name came up a few times this week. Mm-hmm. And I'm scratching my head, and I'm trying to leave it alone, but every time I ponder, I'm like, oh, man. Like I said, I didn't know you were a superstar all by yourself, man. Yeah, look,
my name came up.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
Hey, first off, this is not Gerard's night. This is ladies' night. So this is for the ladies, not for Gerard.
Trust and believe, it's almost synonymous. We'll see how I do.
We're not gonna make it about me. We got like four messages.
Oh man.
The next one is Miss Key.
Hold on, listen, the ending part was the only part I got. At first when I heard you say it, I thought you said Nutella. And then I thought you said chocolate syrup or something. I don't remember what it was that you said he would put on his body, but only for $2.99, that's crazy though. We gotta raise up these prices now. But what's up to the panel? Hey guys, how y'all doing? I hope y'all doing well tonight. I'm just up here listening. This is ladies' night. This is ladies' night.
Yes, sir.
Was it Nutella?
Nah. That Miss Key was Nutella originally, but again, him confirmed it's
Why y'all saying Nutella? It's Nutella. y'all emphasis, y'all put a whole lot of emphasis on that nut part of it. Nutella. I guess by the end of that show, it's going to be a whole lot of Nutella going on, huh?
That's it, Nutella. Yeah.
But all right, we got another one.
Miss Key, huh? It was maple syrup.
Yeah, he said. We got another one for Miss Cheesecake.
Okay, so instead of Nutella, we doing the maple syrup. Okay, so it's a warm, sticky situation. Now, with the sticky situation for $2.99, like, you got to do, like, some exclusive shit. Like, if you go put the syrup on, you know, you got to lather up in some warm butter. So you smell like buttery-ass pancakes and shit. You know what I'm saying? God, you damn. Might find a big backy and it might lick the shit off of you. You never know. You never know.
Well, look. Find your big back.
Cheesecake, man, damn.
She took it. Find your big back. The lick your back. Hey, it can happen.
That warm, that's that hot stack. Yeah. Yes, all
right, ma'am. Got another one. Miss Key.
Dang, Cheesecake. My stomach got nauseous when you said, are you going to heat it up? Hold on. I'm trying to get my shit together. Okay. I couldn't do it. Cheesecake, no. Heat it up. Better spread. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my stomach hurts. Last I love the way one. Y'all say Nutella. That y'all got me thinking. I say it wrong. I'm like, Nutella? Nutella. Nutella. You feel me? Nutella, is that how you say it? Sounds elegant.
Our version is Nutella.
Your version is Nutella.
I agree with Dale on this one. I gotta agree with Dale on this one. But $2.99 when it comes to the likes, yeah, it gotta be Nutella.
That's it. $2.99.
Yeah.
That's right. And thank you, ladies. I promise you, you guys are making us laugh tonight. Thank you.
No.
And just, don't worry. This is gonna like the other two. They got theirs going on, but I think Ro doing his tomorrow because he's working tonight.
But
then he's gonna roll around in a mixture of Doritos and Red Bull and Sun Drop.
I don't know. I think that Nutella or that maple syrup got the
Then he's gonna roll around in some Doritos, make it a little spicy. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, see. It can't be the Dorito. Ro said
you gotta spend $3.99 because you know he's mixing Red Bull with some type of Sun Drop drink. Mm-hmm. So you gotta pay that extra dollar. But for $3.99.
You better keep that $2.99 rolling and keep it moving.
$3.99.
Keep that $2.99 moving now.
He said they got a taco Dorito, so he'll roll around in it. I'm telling you.
Anything for the ladies.
Everything. This is ladies. This is a lady special this weekend.
Yes, sir.
And all things, JP, he just gonna come out with his shirt halfway open. That's it. That's all you get. Get nothing else.
On behalf of JP, he's on the grind tonight. So again, like I said, but he extend again, like I said, he's still thinking about you guys. Yeah. But like I said, he's on the grind mm-hmm. tonight. I'm gonna call him. He's missing in action, but we still love him.
I'm gonna call him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think he's supposed to be his show gonna be an hour and a half after Rose show tomorrow night.
The only thing about it is he is gonna start with him doing the military crawl.
Yeah,
Billy, trying to slide away from Charlie. He's gonna pop up like Shawn Michaels with some biker shorts and boots on.
Huh?
Let me know if y'all can hear JP. Go ahead, JP.
I want to say hello. This is JP.
What's up?
What's happening? I miss you. I'm working on it.
Oh, I told him about your show tomorrow night. When you gonna come out for $2.99, you gonna have your shirt open, and Ro said you gonna be crawling across the floor trying to get away from Charlie.
father calling across the floor.
Hey, look, well, we're going to let you go back to work, bro. We appreciate you. I just wanted to call.
Now, hey, you do know, JP did say if you go ahead and up that to $5.99 now, what he'll do is he'll get in his pool and he'll pop out just like a Navy SEAL.
Ooh,
oh, wow. You go. No, JP said. Yeah.
All right, we got two from Miss Cheesecake.
I was just getting ready to ask the same damn question. Like, are we saying this shit wrong? Because he said nut. Tell her. What, it's emphasis on the nut. You know what I'm saying? You said it with a chest. Nut. Tell her on the Friday. You know, you got to say it with chest. Nut. Tell her. Well, apparently it's no to the warmed up, buttery ass Nutella. But he going for the maple syrup lathering situation. Incorporate some, you know, some warm butter in there, you know what I'm saying? A little dollop of whipped cream. Throw a cherry on top of that dollop. Bitch, you know what I'm saying? Get you a nice hot stack. IHOP. Make yourself the IHOP platter. Yeah, there you go. Big back activities.
Oh, God.
Another one from Miss Cheesecake.
Okay, now see, here go the real ladies' night question right here. Which one of y'all is going to make yourself the garlic parm wing entree? You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to have a wing platter. You know what I'm saying? Let's get some honey, lemon pepper, hot, you know what I'm saying? Little orange, you know, Carolina gold. Like, somebody got to put some wings on their chest, I feel like, and drizzle some ranch over the top. You know what I'm saying? Just make it smexy. But ladies' night, and somebody need to be the bartender. We need margaritas in this bitch.
You now, already know.
That sound like me. That sound like Dale. That sound like me.
You ain't going to do Dale.
Sound like Dale.
Now, you know,
that sound like Dale. The wing, the that sound like Dale to me.
The wings are excellent touch. But you know you gotta suck that sauce off them wings before you get to the meat. Gotta do it.
Didn't I not say that sound like Dale? Didn't I not say that sound like Dale? That sound like Dale. I wouldn't have came up with something like that. Only Dale would have came up with something like that.
Like I said, you gotta get that sauce off them wings before you can get to the meat of the situation.
Oh hell.
But it is ladies' night. Ladies' choice.
Oh shit.
And the correct pronunciation is Nutella, but our version is Nutella, and there we go.
Your version and Roe version is Nutella. Nutella.
Like I said, now again, the American version is Nutella. It's Nutella. But our version is Nutella.
This message was for, this one that's coming up is for, well, it was for JP.
Okay. Shirt open. With some boots on and a hat, eating Nutella. I think the way I say it has to have two T's, but it's all right. Nutella. Boots with the hat. Crawling across the floor, running away from Charlie. Who's Charlie, though? Charlene.
Oh, hell.
That's almost got him back in the sniper position.
Yeah,
that's his nice position right there.
And see me, I'm just a promoter. That's all I am. I promote.
No, you know, guys. No,
you do know that, right?
Yep.
That's another
I promote the guys. No, I'm promoting.
Know,
y'all don't want. We've been 80 episodes deep, and y'all never want to promote y'all little side ventures. I'm trying to help y'all. I'm promoting it for y'all.
Yeah, but you leaving yours off.
I don't have one.
As the person that walk around with an apron with your dick out, you slap it on the goddamn counter.
Sir? Who does that, sir?
You who literally does
that? Like
you literally said, do "Hey, look, I do this." You the said, "You said you do this shit."
The health department comes in there. I don't do stuff like that, sir.
You know, we was talking about pain. You said, "Fuck me." You said, "You do this shit for fun." Yeah,
he is the meat man.
What? That's why we call you Ving Rhames in the group chat. What you always tell him? You got the meats.
You know, Ving Rhames very he's different in that. Like I said, you can find him in any kind of role. He's versatile.
Yeah, and that, like you said, that goes to to draw like the role play. You know, he said a couple times he had to tell him, you know, say, hey, look, y'all got to put some more sauce on that.
There you go.
I don't remember none of that.
Come on now.
Why'd y'all lying to the ladies on ladies night? Why y'all doing that?
Come on now, you.
Like I said, your name done come up this week, man.
Yeah.
My name ain't came up this week.
Don't call me no liar, bro. I'm
my name came up real.
I speak.
My name came up real.
Name came up this week.
Yes.
Because it's ladies.
Wow.
Ladies week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Ladies, yeah. Is your night.
Said you. You know, said you had it unwrapped just like it was a New York strip.
We got another message.
Well, if it isn't the three fucking musketeers, you know what? Enjoy your life, because there ain't no ladies here listening, like joining in your life. But I'm sure I'll tell you that there's three ladies listening. Hello, nosy listeners, okay?
We appreciate every lady listening. Thank you.
Why are you saying it like that?
I'm in everybody's energy tonight.
I was like, why are you saying it like that? Damn. This shit is funny.
Oh, man.
So, like I said, tonight's episode is Ladies Night.
Ladies Night.
But yeah. Well, that's a good thing though, Dura. You doing yours for free 99, so.
Free 99.
Did my free 99? What the fuck? I just caught that shit.
You said it, no.
Yeah. Damn. I'm just giving it away, huh? Wow.
Yep.
That's how you feel about
it. Away. Ain't no need stopping now.
Where'd that come from? He said that was such aggression. You been giving it up. What? All I do is go to work and come home. That's all I do.
What is it though?
Yeah.
Hello?
That's it.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
But
I don't know, Gerard. See, the reason why,
uh-huh.
You know, you got that free 99 because it's just like, hey, you just want it out, baby. You know, hey, go ahead, like you normally tell them, wing stop, flip flop, molly flop, dick out in five.
I knew you were going to do it. I knew it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
I think it's kind of messed up, though.
What's that?
This kind of messed up.
Being out there?
No, I was trying to promote y'all. And you, Ro. It's saying the things that you're saying about me. I don't think that's right.
No, things I kind of didn't say up. Nothing about you. Yeah, I'm repeating what you said you about repeating. You.
I ain't never said anything about. I
you're
never.
Not finna, you're I never not finna gaslight
I
me,
never.
Sir.
You gaslight me, sir. That's what you're doing. You being real toxic right now. I really had no response for the gaslight. I had nothing. I didn't even see that one. I had nothing.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. It's going to be what's going to be. You know?
Like I said, this is ladies' night. This is not Gerard's night. So, you know.
It does go hand in hand.
So, it's for the ladies. It does not. I'm just.
Bro,
all I do is go to work.
Best, man. They do go hand in hand.
Ladies night, rod night, same thing.
Rod and a lady at night. I mean, it's everything comes full circle. But just know the start and the end of that circle. It's always love.
We got a message. I'm glad somebody left a message. But y'all taking it way too far. Way too far tonight.
Oh, I'm so glad I was finally able to catch y'all. What's going on, fellas? Ladies night. What's on the agenda for ladies night?
All right, what's on the agenda for ladies night?
Whatever you want it to be.
Exactly. Plus it's ladies night. That's right. Ladies dictate the
anything.
They dictate the vibe. It's ladies night.
Yep. Anything you want to ask us, you can ask us.
Yes, sir. You can.
You can ask us anything.
It's almost like truth or dare. We got to do it. We got to comply. Nothing's off balance.
So, nope. So, yeah, that's what ladies' night is. So, like I said, if there's anything that you want to, anything you want to ask us, we'll answer. Anything that y'all want to talk about, we'll talk about it.
Talk about it.
Yes, sir.
Yep, that's it. That's it.
So that's the agenda of ladies' night. So, what's on y'all mind tonight?
It's going to be a whole bunch of selling ass out here with this 145% tariffs, I'll tell you that.
You're probably,
what you talking about? You know, we're going to, and then not take anything away from ladies' night. But again, you know, we have our commander in chief. He's doing some things that's making life difficult for men and women to just survive.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, these tariffs is awful. People trying to make a living, and Uncle Donald has gotten things twisted up and messed up so bad. Well, but like I said, it's still ladies' night.
Well, you got to think about it too. Is that you know, when you're trying to do bluff, you know what I'm saying? Have anybody try to do a bluff in your life, you know what I'm saying? So think about a bluff. So what Uncle Donald probably trying to do is see if he do these tariffs and all this stuff like that, see who gonna be like, oh man, we can sit to the table, you know what I mean? And then he pull it back and all that stuff like that, and then the stock market go up. Then he go back and threaten again because he want to see, like, if they're going to come to the table for real and discuss it, you know what I mean? 9 times out of 10, what's going to end up happening, the tariff's going to it's going to stay the same from last year, the year before that, and all that stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But once again, this is ladies' night. You know what I mean? A lot of I won't even say that. I was getting ready to mess my own self up to start. I was gonna say, a lot of ladies come from China. But I can't. Oh, shit.
They're gonna be tariff high. They're gonna be expensive.
But I won't say that. I'm gonna be nice, man. The poor rich people, you know what I mean, that bring people. Yeah. Leave that alone, G man.
Yeah.
Refrigerator come through that door.
Yeah.
But no, G man gotta say it. I gotta say it. I can't. Let me just.
Oh man.
But there's a lot of tax on them women coming from China though. It's 225%.
But yeah, it's high.
I'm gonna leave that one alone, Dan.
Still thanking the ladies for calling in so far.
So how many of them come inside those little trucks. It's still ladies' night now. There's a bunch of them coming
How many of y'all think
come from? That's the problem. The problem is that a lot of people are upset because of that. A lot of people are upset because they can't get these girls to come like how the way they were coming back in the, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate you, sir.
I'm all right. Am I wrong? It's a bunch of angry people.
No.
Think about it.
No.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Think about it. If y'all think about it, is like all the people that got these girls to come, half of them either dead or in jail or they senile.
Mm-hmm. They're dead, jail, senile.
So they trying to figure out another way to bring the car. That's what it's cargo. Bring the cargo on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Make a delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to get it. Yeah. They got to get a safe delivery.
Yeah. So. People need to read up on this, man. There's some serious stuff right here, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to drop knowledge right quick. Okay, so knowledge is this. It's a reason why everything happened, right? So if you think about these percentage of tariffs, okay, so it's like we're at China for the ladies that come from China is 125, right?
Mm-hmm.
For tires to be on a cargo is what? 195, 145,
something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
So when the food come, it's still the same amount of like
same
what?
Tariff.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. so why people act like this ain't? You know, these millionaires and billionaires are mad because these girls ain't coming and satisfying them no more.
Yeah.
It's just like, I can't say no more. See, because next thing you know, somebody be here looking for me and the Secret Service and all this stuff like that. Let me, wait, where you at? Come on. I mean, you think about Jeffrey. Jeffrey already left.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Gone.
Jeffrey gone now. The king of New York. He in jail. P. Diddy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They say he been doing the same thing. He been having cargoes of girls to come. At he was getting that 25% tariff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, who's next? Why are they trying to make everybody be quiet? That's what I'm worrying about. So y'all think these girls are still coming over here right now?
Mm-hmm. Most likely. Yeah.
They still coming.
They're just finding a different way to do it.
That's all.
They find a different way to move people in.
Yeah, but they can't come through boat though. Them pirates, man. Them pirates will come there. They'll eat them up. I am the captain now. I am the captain. I am the captain. Y'all remember that movie?
I remember that movie.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, man, that shit crazy.
But that's when I think about all that stuff that's going on, that's what I think about. You know, I think about, like, you know, these people make decisions for us as a whole United States. You know what I'm saying? So if you got people that's in the administration that making decision on our behalf, what do we know? We don't know half of the stuff that goes on.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
I mean, we don't know that they taffing the ladies that come from South Asia and China and Russia and, you know what I'm saying? Why not go back to 25%? They still going to come anyway.
They coming. No matter what.
They come by boat. No matter what. They come by, even if they swim into the United States, they going to come.
They coming. They are coming.
And it's still ladies' night.
Oh, shit. Y'all said coming like 17 times. They coming. Yeah, they coming. They coming. That's what me and Ro was laughing at. We weren't laughing at
what you said, but we kept laughing when you kept saying coming. They coming. Yeah. The only ones that got them coming is the ones in prison and the old ones or something like that. They got them coming.
The funny shit. G-Man said, yeah, you know, can't come by boat. The pirates will eat them up.
Literally.
The pirates will eat that. He said, the pirates will eat them up, but they coming.
They coming.
They still gonna come.
Boy, tell you what, boy, y'all hitting them double entendres, I'm telling you.
Exactly. I ain't never seen nobody turn Nutella into Nutella.
Nutella.
Broke it down to Nutella.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Said by the end of the show, somebody gonna be nutting. You might as well tell them.
Yes, sir.
Y'all something else tonight. But like I said, we appreciate everyone that's listening. Hmm?
So I'm also kind of concerned about Neo. Man, what is wrong with him?
What you mean?
Neo got three women, man. You kiss off.
He's still suspect.
But, no, Neo got three.
No, but what's wrong with it though? Like they know about each other.
But you know what? A lot of people, you know, they're upset about it because what he did is that he told his baby mama to go ahead and tie it down because he don't want to have no more kids. And then what he ended up doing? You know what I'm saying? And then he out here dang on. He married someone. Then he got divorced from the person and all that stuff like that. And he around here got three women and all that stuff like that. But, hey, look, to each his own. I just want to know how that pH level is.
He trying to run with Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
He trying to run with the cannon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bad boy trying to run with the cannon.
Hey, somebody got to be jealous of somebody. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, I mean, look, let me just go ahead and say this. I don't know, but he going to spend time with one of them.
Yeah.
He going to spend time more with one of them than the other.
Yeah. Somebody, that's going to cause problems.
Somebody Jungle Juice probably is the best Jungle Juice. Somebody Chess might be the best Chess. Somebody's feet might be the best. You never know.
That's different in the feet.
Somebody might not have hair. I mean, they might have fake hair, but the horse, I mean, you might pull it the right way. The horse might say, ugh. You know what I'm saying? You never know.
Never know.
God damn.
I'm just saying,
I don't see nothing wrong with it. If they all know.
Yeah, me neither.
Like I said, they all know about each other.
Only thing I'm saying is that he out here, he living his best life.
Yeah.
Living his best life. He got three women. And then, hey, don't get it twisted now. Shaquille O'Neal, Jesse Lacker said that when she walked in his house to do the interview, he had four white women sitting up there. Who knew? Like, hey, when you got money, you could do that.
Yeah. I listened to one of me said he didn't know that. Well, he knew, but again, he dated Shaquille's ex-wife.
Which one?
Shawnee.
Shoot,
and it's like I said, you know, they had their little encounter, and he said like Shaquille just ruined her,
yeah,
ruined him,
yeah.
He said he could never find the bottom.
No,
Shaquille messed her up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Look, and I hate to say this, man, and trust me for anybody that's gonna be listening to this tomorrow, tonight, a couple days from now, even a couple months,
years from now.
Hey, Pastor Henderson, Shawnee O'Neal's husband. I am sorry to say this, but yeah, you swimming, buddy.
Yeah, he's swimming. She ruined.
Yeah, look,
ruined. He said, and the comedian said he knew, but he didn't know.
No, man,
he got in it.
He's swimming.
And just started swimming.
He's swimming, and you know the thing about it, when you swim like that. Hey man, you ain't want to do nothing else with that.
No.
I mean, right now you faking that. Hey, look, when she come out the shower and say, are you ready? You sitting up there like, man, girl, you better go. I'm sleeping. Oh, he fake sleeping. You're like,
You snort. You better snort.
The best thing you can try to do is find a side.
Man, you go in there, you be like,
yep. You jump in the pool, find a side. Just man, find a side.
He can't find safe. You are the only thing that he can do is be a Milky Way. You know what Milky Ways do? Want me to tell you?
What Milky Way do?
Okay, let me look in the Urban Dictionary. I'll tell you what Milky Urban Way.
Why are you doing that? I'm gonna play Miss Key's message.
I have never met a true polyamorous person until like just here recently. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't think it's the way if they are doing something better than the other in the sense of something physical. The girl's talk game, her talk game is crazy. Like her communication and her self-control really keeps her with so many, and I'm looking at her like, girl, how you do it? And I realized it was really the way she speaks. So if you know how to handle and control yourself in situations, I think that's where the winning part is when you're in a poly situation. I don't think it's all physical.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to challenge some of the women. You know, again, I know we have this podcast, we have, you know, this platform. But again, I challenge or I encourage, I invite women, again, to kind of lead the conversation. You know, I know this is ladies' night, but like I said, you guys have so much interesting things to say. Again, like I said, you know, let us kind of feature you and we join in on the conversation. We're just talking and just asking, would this be possible?
Yeah. Hmm. And once again, I'm actually sending the definition for Milky Way. So who want to be the person that read what Milky Way stand for?
Go ahead, Ro.
Okay, Ro.
Thank you. I can't read because every time I bag out, it'll what you call.
All right,
Milky Way. When a girl masturbates a guy with two hands and gives him a blowjob at the same time, Abby gave Timmy a Milky Way as he sat on his couch in the living room and played video games. The sorority chick gives great Milky Ways. That's what the Urban Dictionary said.
You should have included that with the Urban Dictionary said. I ain't say that. Urban Dictionary said that.
That's what he got it from the Urban Dictionary. I just was saying that's what that was. That's where I got it from.
That's what Mr. Reverend Henderson should do. Just let it be a Milky Way.
Just let it be a Milky Way.
Anytime you swim into something and you can't feel the bottom of it, shoot, you don't need to be married to that, Bo, because you're going to be swimming for a long time. You can't deep dive. You can't deep see it. You can't. Just imagine you try to do what Ro do.
So Ro, that's how you moving?
He said what?
I learn something new every day. I learn something new every day, B.
No. Hey Gerard, play that episode. Play that episode.
Talking about the one we not supposed to talk about.
Yeah, the one that he crashed out on.
Yeah, and he gave that whole tutorial.
Look, he quiet.
He was speaking so passionately that night. About it.
He said, what I do, look, listen to this. What I do, look, it was a pot. He grabbed his thumb and the thumb pot. I was like, God dang, his whole thumb pot. I was like, God, don't do that.
But we got two. We got two messages.
Okay.
We having fun. We sitting up. We outside.
Okay. The Milky Way. Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about. See. I'm speechless. Okay. So. Okay. Okay. Wait, wait. It's in space. It's a candy bar. I don't know where these people get all this interesting information, but I remember back, like, I don't know, I was too young to even understand or know about this, but I had older brothers, and I remember how people used to be so perverse when it came down to, like, certain words and certain things. When they identify fruit, I don't know if y'all know, like, grapes and apples and what they used to say that meant. But yeah, I just don't, my mind don't do it. I be having to be led on that, but like, I don't know.
Got one more.
Yeah.
And sorry if I be pausing in between it. I'm just thinking, like, my mind's going a whole bunch of places, but I remember my brother used to have, like, a whole bunch of Playboy magazines in his, in the bathroom, and I remember I don't know how I found out they were there, but like, I remember there was an article about fruit, and that's where that's coming from. And it was so crazy because people identify, like, fruit, y'all know what I'm talking about, as body parts. So can somebody help me out? I know somebody knows something.
You know, it was interesting that you found the magazines and you read the articles. Most guys just look at the pictures. But again, you being a lady, you know, you read the article. But again, I can definitely relate to the fruit aspect of it.
Well, I'm gonna tell you about fruit. I'm sending it to the group right now. Can someone tell me what fruit means from the Urban Dictionary?
I guess it'll be me. Fruit. Homo, gay.
Whoa.
Bananas are fruit. That's what it says.
What
that's what the Urban Dictionary says.
That's
not me. I didn't say that. I'm reading from the Urban Dictionary.
And, I don't. And can you also share with us, J-Rod, about the Starbucks?
Oh, Starbucks?
Yeah, Starbucks.
Starbucks, also known as crack for rich people. Junkie. You're a junkie one. Dude, my drug dealer got shot yesterday. What am I going to do? Junkie two, let's go to Starbucks and get a mocha. Junkie one, no, there's no way I could afford that. Junkie two, I guess you'll just have to stick to inhaling cans of computer dust. Oh, yes. Oh, this Urban Dictionary is so funny. It is so funny. Wow.
Thank you, Urban. Thank you, Urban. You know, they got a new dictionary out there called the White Dictionary.
Wow.
If I find that, then I'll be bringing some of those white terms.
But they need to contrast and compare.
So let me and you practice right quick. Let's see. Hello there, Clyde. How are you?
Why is that like that? Why is that?
I'm sitting here, I'm drinking some coffee and waiting on my dog to poop. You know, can you, Clyde, go pick up the dog poop for me?
I got my coffee. I ain't picking on nobody's shit. You know, we just had this now.
Oh man, I ain't gonna lie, for a split second you sounded like Callie.
No, hello.
You sound like Callie.
What's up, G man? You're sitting there, do you have your rhino skin on tonight, G man?
Don't do that. Oh, she's gonna fuck around and have all us blocked. Fuck. Damn, y'all are something else tonight. Y'all are on one tonight. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all are on one tonight.
Hell yeah. I got my coffee. I ain't picking up no shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Oh, man. That's too funny. Oh, no, man.
You know what? Can't and not to disrespect nobody, because we know that black people can say some stuff, but I'm about to send some stuff that that white people say to the group.
Okay.
And Ro, do you want to read in your best? Oh, I forgot, you can't see it.
No, I can see it, but every time I bag out, y'all won't be able to hear me when I read it.
And once again, we are just having fun on Ladies' Night.
Dun, 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 dun.
There's a lot on there. Dale can read that one.
Oh, so, all right, so how about the one that says, one of the good ones? You see that one, the one that says one of the good ones? How about Undercooked? Let's talk about Undercooked for a second.
Okay.
All right. So you undercooked the food. So in your best voice, just go ahead and say it. Hey there, Dale. Why is your meat undercooked?
That's gotta be meat.
Why is your meat undercooked?
The way you say it. Oh.
So, you see what undercooked?
I see undercooked.
Okay, so what does it say?
What the flip?
What the flip? And what's the other one?
It says teamwork.
And the other one?
He's right. Behind me, isn't he?
I hate to burst your bubble.
Holy macaroni.
Oh.
Holy giblets. Oh, man. Y'all got me going. Funny fuck.
What's the other one that you want to go? Wonderful Unseasoned. This is the final scrawl.
Get a look. Get a look.
That's tearing shit.
You're on thin list, Buster.
Radical.
Take a chill pill.
Check yourself before you wriggly wreck yourself.
Spaghetti-O.
Terminal.
Y'all don't really read this. Y'all read all of them.
Oh, God, my fucking hair.
You're okay, so right now you're really busting my balls, dude. I mean, right now here.
Why ought you?
No more Mr. Nice Guy here, Gerard. Cut the meat. Cut the meat. Listen here, pal. Listen here, pal. Flip the chip.
Oh, shit.
Row 24. Flip the chip. Your chips are outdated.
Mm-hmm. Now this is from the white. Where's this one from?
It's the things that the white people say.
Okay, white people phrases.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to do one more?
What you got?
All right, let's do.
Oh shit, my damn side hurt now. That motherfucker's crazy.
Final thoughts soon.
Oh yeah, we about to do final thought.
Oh shit.
So how about the one of the good ones? Okay, so holy cow.
Wait a minute, where we at? Where we at? Where we at? Where we at?
Yeah.
Holy cow, wait. Let me get holy cow, holy cow. Oh.
You ready?
No, well, I can't find holy cow.
The squeeze now. You go ahead. Under is right in front of you.
Right
above undercooked.
One of the good ones?
Yeah, one of the good ones.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Chump.
Jesus H. Christ.
Timber.
Wise guy.
Whisper.
Whisper snapper.
Whisper snapper.
Pick up your phone, yella.
Now something else.
Look what the, dog ate.
For Pete's sakes.
Boom shakalaka.
Well, that just happened.
Hot Belgian waffles.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And once again, it's lazy ladies
night. It's ladies night.
We just trying to entertain the ladies.
That's all. That's all. I think they were more entertained with the Nutella and the butter.
Yeah, they were. They was.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
You know what?
They really believed in my promoting, me promoting y'all. They did.
You know what end up, you know what end up happening?
Well, Rod, you ain't pimping nobody now. I'm just letting you know. I'm
no, I'm promoting, not pimping. There's a difference. Huh?
What's the difference?
I'm promoting. I don't get anything from this. Y'all do. Man. I'm promoting y'all. I know I'm one part of your of y'all $2.99 and $3.99. Mm. I'm just trying to help y'all.
Okay.
Hey, look, right quick, man. Once again, you heard that young lady from South Carolina is about to enter the transport portal.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, Malaysia.
Where's she from? Camden?
No, she's from Colombia, but she's about to, even though she's making money, she just want, I mean, one stop.
She want to play ball.
She just want to play.
I mean, again, real quick, ladies, we take our hats off to the Lady Gamecocks. Again, you know, they got into it. You know, we sorry they lost, but again, we take our hats off again to UConn ladies. They just played a phenomenal game. You know, so like I said, this is truly ladies' night.
And once again, when money talk, man, I'm telling you, these colleges got a lot of money. Like the persuade some of these kids to actually go to it. And she is a really, really good player. I don't know why would she want to leave South Carolina, but I understand it's for starting. You get what I'm saying? She want to start and all that stuff like that, and you can't blame her for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cannot. But sometimes you got to be mindful. You got to crawl before you walk. You know, you entered some of these major programs. You have to learn the program.
Yeah.
You know, you got to learn your teammates. You got to learn the system. You know, so like I said, to everything, even relationships, you got to learn. You got this part of the relationship you got to learn.
So let me ask you, before we do final thought right quick. So so think about, like, you have to learn.
Yeah.
You have to learn everything in life, right? So none of our parents just actually threw us on a bicycle and say, ride the bike.
Yeah.
Without training us, right?
Exactly. But again, you put those training wheels on.
Yeah. That's how you start.
And your parents notice that the training wheels aren't touching the ground anymore.
That's right. And that's just about the life in life. Yeah. If you look about life, like football, you got to learn how to play football.
Got to learn the game.
The fundamentals that
got to learn the game.
A lot of people don't want to learn the fundamentals. Yep. They want to go off of raw skills.
And ladies, sometimes again, you know, you got to learn your way through relationships.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, you just can't jump into a relationship and expect that everything is going to work out right. Yeah. Trial and error.
Yeah.
You know, what worked good for Gerard may not work good for Ro.
Yeah. And
you know, so you gotta be versatile.
You gotta think about the Raw. I mean, look, ain't about so many Raw you can go in before you.
Sometime you gotta wrap that rascal.
That's right. Like I said a couple weeks ago, look, when you two lay down in 9 months.
Yeah, three. And one and one make three.
And 9 months, three come up.
Three, that's it. One and one is three. That's a sexual match.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't know. Y'all think of it that way. I think a one on one is a good time. Hey.
You ain't learned the math.
You got kids
on
one and one.
You ain't learned the math.
One and one. One and one. That sound like a good time to me. I don't want y'all talking about.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time to three come up.
And then 18 sometimes years later, hey
21 years later,
sometimes 2
years later,
sometimes 2 plus 1. That was a fantastic time. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But you know,
and penicillin works.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that, sir. All right. If that's a direct shot over here, I ain't never had nothing. So okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
You ain't never had nothing.
No, I ain't never had nothing. And I never gave nobody nothing.
This is a show. This man, don't forget our show is to educate, to enlighten.
I'm not finna lie and say I had something. I ain't never had nothing.
Whoa, where this one at?
Yeah, that went left fast.
No, it went right.
Yeah, that went left fast.
I was just saying. You know, what works for one don't work for all.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You might have you might have came out of the thing unscathed.
That's right.
Herb, but then some brothers or sisters can't say that. No, because
we're not talking about me per se. What I said was, y'all make it seem like, I promise you, y'all be getting on here, y'all be making it seem like I be standing on the street with some short shorts on, showing some thigh meat. That is not how I'm moving these streets. Man, let y'all tell it. Let y'all tell it.
Let me just go ahead and handle this. Okay.
Do that, man. All right, so do that, him. All
right. So I'm just gonna say this. All right. So you drive a nice vehicle. I like your vehicle. Once again,
say it.
The window is not tinted.
Say it.
And when you walk past your car,
say it.
You see four book bags in there.
Okay, you keep changing. Last time you said I had three. Three overnight bags. It's a fourth one now. It's a fourth one now.
There's a fourth one. So the first one in the front seat got all the, that's what you take to the main girl. The one in the back seat, hey, shoot, man, look, that's sloppy gravy.
Now y'all gonna really have people looking in my back seat and all they're gonna see is my coats. My coat for work.
No, you don't take it out. You don't take it out.
You're in your trunk now. And ain't nobody going in your trunk.
No, you don't take it out in the trunk. So
I'm shocked and appalled by what y'all saying. And yet again, I knew a nigga named Paul. And I don't think that this is right that y'all doing me like this.
Might know a nigga named Shock too. But it is what it is.
Y'all just ain't gonna be putting me out there like that. Like I'm just free balling in the street. That ain't how I move.
Hey, Jamal, you know the sad thing about it is that somebody put on the Instagram thing is that they know what color underwear this certain individual and run and tell that got on right now. I was like, oh shoot.
Oh Lord.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
You know. You know,
man, what are you talking about, sir?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
You gotta be mine. We love you, man.
We love you, man.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
About you, but us. That's how this thing works. But at the end of the day, I said, man, you the only one single.
Yeah.
You the only one uncommitted.
Yeah.
You know, you the only one got four bags in the back or the trunk.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, you just a man.
And then on a good day, he went, look.
And you're a meat cutter. You, man, you mess with that meat.
And every time I see Gerard, guess what? He got new clothes on and new shoes.
Sneakers.
Every time. And I at least see him once a week.
Yeah.
And then he talked, but he got it's the shoes in the trunk.
I bought
shoes in the trunk.
Come on.
Yeah, it is. I'm gonna do is when this show is over, I'm gonna screenshot my trunk and y'all gonna see what's in my trunk. It ain't nothing in my trunk but shoe boxes.
You done took it out already.
Shoe boxes and shoes.
This is ladies' night, and we're feeling right. Come on.
Hey, yeah, y'all sound like it too. Y'all sound like, man, it too. Y'all sound like y'all feeling right.
We good.
Hey, look, like I said, when I said that rap a couple weeks ago, that little rhyme, Pippin ain't easy. Hey.
And Rod, honestly, that should be your theme song, you know.
Hey, look, he need to listen to Big Daddy Kane when he said
the extra, BDK. Extra.
That's right. Here's the big black bachelor coming straight at you. The Big Daddy Law is anti.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Okay.
But
it is ladies' night. And I do know Rod got a jug, but
you know what?
Not a bottle of syrup.
But you know what I love about Gerard? I'm gonna tell y'all.
Here we go. Here we go.
So
here we go.
Let me tell all the listeners this before we get off and play these messages.
Here we go.
Even though he know what we talking about,
mm-hmm.
he still act like he got dementia.
Yeah.
I don't know what y'all talk about. All I do is go to work, come home.
Rod, deny everything.
Yeah, look,
deny.
There you go. We okay with it. We okay with it.
Cause we
you can't agree to something. I can't. I cannot honestly lie to the listeners and agree with what y'all saying if I know it's not true.
So we gonna do that.
Cause yet again, this show is being monitored for quality assurance.
Ain't no quality in this show. Ain't no quality in this show. I assure you, quality in this show.
Oh.
He's a quality insurance.
No, if that be the case, episodes ago. Ain't no quality, man.
I'm just talking about.
We're having fun. Yeah. We're just sharing thoughts. You know, we're appreciating our listeners. You know, like I said, thank God somebody wants to listen to us for just a little while.
Yeah.
But man, no, quality assurance is out there. Man, that gone a long time ago.
So you say that he ain't a quality assurance.
No. If somebody's looking for quality assurance,
well, you got to remember now.
They won't find it on a running tail.
And guess what? He got to stamp the meat. It got to be like either USDA, it got to be, what's the other name of the, when you get the nice size beef? What you call it? What you call it?
That's choice.
Choice, and there's another one, right? Black Angus.
That's top of the line, Black Angus.
But with Gerard calling it, he calling it Black Dick.
Well, it's funny how I'm always saying something, but I ain't never say it. It's so funny. Yeah. I ain't never said that.
You might have said it on another episode. We just ain't gonna look.
Said it on no episode.
Like I said, I didn't say it.
I didn't say it. Like him didn't say he was gonna pour Nutella on himself while he was gonna sing D'Angelo. How Does It Feel?
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
But look,
exactly.
But we already 76 episodes in.
Yeah, 76 in, man.
We definitely appreciate everybody that tonight. And like once again, man, you know.
We want to make it crystal clear. Like I said again, for every listener,
them tariffs messing up.
Thank you, man.
They're messing up business for them millionaires. They can't get their girls over.
Yeah, like I said, but we speak in truth. But we speak our truth and just saying that again.
It's so crazy.
You know, like I said, those that are interested, we love you guys. Appreciate you guys.
And I'm gonna end on this note right here. The only reason why I said that is because somebody mentioned it to me a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, that do make sense. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's the only reason why I said what I said about it. And guess what? I stand by what I said.
And Rod, mm-hmm. you know I would stand by what you said.
No, Gerard is cool, man. He look, he living that life. Look, who said
that? Here we go again.
Like I'm lone, golden. Who said that sound?
Oh, right? Jill Scott.
Yeah.
He's flipping around. He said he living his life like he throwing penis. Living a life.
Oh my God!
But we got full message.
And like I said,
my bad.
Look,
keep it real.
Rod got whole bags. Hey, just look, man. Do you, man?
Hey, look. Once again, like Rocco say, you can do you, but I'ma do me. Hey, that's Rod. You don't even know it, Gerard. You don't even know
it. I hear y'all.
Well, we got four messages. We gonna play that out.
Gonna play the four messages, final thoughts, and we out.
Yep.
Frick, are you kidding me?
Uh-uh. It's ladies' night. Can I get in? Oh my gosh, don't judge me. I'm barely legal. I just graduated 33 toward the... Yeah, no, I can't even say it. Nord, what degrees in the sun? I'm a lady, though. I just graduated from the Sadie. Hi, Sadie. I just got back. I know you're my baby, but wait, I've been earthbound, earthbound. What up, everybody? It's Frequency. You're here with me, dog people. Can you see DOG in this bitch? God, see me in the hit. I'm about to tell everybody, look above these. It's 411. Yeah, you're in. We got past last. And you get this, homie, bro, these things, man. You got a coke? Look, nope. But it's ladies. Everybody get in. Let's get in. Tell all your friends. Let's do a little hip-hop. Then to give them the final thoughts. But I bet we can fall out somewhere, y'all. Let's get it, y'all. All right,
now.
All right,
I hear you.
All nice. Right
now.
All right.
But you had me kind of scared at the first. I mean, like, when you start sitting, I said, oh, man. That's one of them tariff women. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, this shit turned dark so quickly. Well, oh, she's shit. Already left. She's already left. I'm not. Y'all want me to play this stuff out? I'm not. I mean, yeah. Now I'm not gonna play it out.
Run okay. It.
Also, I love numerology, and I wanted to come in and contribute because this vibe, I've listened for a little while, and I was waiting to see where I could contribute. I'm a part of the Portal series. I'm a part of Water Olympics. I'm in different dimensions, different districts, crazy, seeing crazy since Manic went back to lazy. So I'm sitting over here on Pluto waiting for Jupiter to drop my charges. But anyways, Venus, what's up? How are you? Sister looks good. Mama looks good. What's up, everybody? Hood. All I'm going to say is, like, only God can judge us. Hey, I'm a God and your God can judge us. Come on. What's up, y'all? Just protect your own and just know it's ladies' night with the homies. Don't you know? Respect to the all of y'all. Ro, what's goody? Gerard. In the, what's up, Unc? Graham. Fight.
This was it. Yeah, we just moved. Yeah, first time living.
We got two more.
Everybody knows I'm shining out, but I know how. Blah. Ladies start. Blah. Started off feeling. What? It's chinking power tonight. Got the tiny chicken. I still with midge. Nah, hit, hit. What you know about the bitch that I'm more on, y'all? I don't get racist. I like chocolate and I like caramel. I like a fall, win it all. I like white and fall. What you know? I get seasons and I'm springing and I can't stop. Y'all make me feel like I'm about to pop. Oh, where's God? Popping off this karma in the spot. What's up, all of y'all? Foundation, Tony. I've been seeing you around me. Miss T, thanks for coming in. I'm glad you get to win. Yeah, lovely. Maze, how's my kid? And all the big. Big E, I'm coming home, don't you know? Here we go. I'm putting it in, though.
Hey, look. Hey, yo.
All right.
Before you play another message from that young lady, hey, I understand that, and I'm taking this one for the group, all right? So nobody will have to say anything. Hey, young lady.
Oh, shit.
I am so sorry to tell you this. If you think that rapping is your career, it ain't it.
Fuck. Come on, man. Don't do it.
Was that the last message?
She got one more, and then we got one from MC1R.
Hey, look, if I listen to one more of her stuff, I'm actually puke in my mouth. It's actually getting kind of sick.
Well, let me play. I'm gonna play MC1R's message. And then we can go ahead and do final thought and close out.
Yes, sir.
Yo. Big love to Ro. Big love to Gerard. Big love to G-Man. I'm just here chiming in. Here to have a good conversation. Currently working right now. Anyone that is a music artist, I've got a massive list of university radio stations in the US, a massive list of independent record labels. If you just want to drop me your email on here, I can send it. If you think that you want it just to pass it on to people, I can send it there also. But yeah, I'm just here to chime in, have a good time, spread some vibes, spread some good love. Yeah, Manchester, UK in the building.
What's up?
Wow.
All right. No, we appreciate the message.
I ain't say nothing.
All right. Dale, you want to give your final thought before we close out?
Final thought. Every night is ladies' night. We thank goodness for everybody that gave us a call, a shout out. Like I said, Nutella is real. Maple syrup is real. So, again, thank you, ladies, for calling in. We appreciate you. Stay well, stay healthy, stay happy.
All right. Him, you got a final thought?
The only thing I got to say is that when you listen to garbage and you receive garbage.
Here we go.
Sometimes you spit out garbage. You shit garbage. You look like garbage. And before you know it, you look like garbage. I don't want to chat with you no more, young lady. Just learn how to rap, okay? All right. So, she just sent me a friend request, and I'm not doing it, not tonight. But yeah, that's what I said. I mean, just learn how to, you know. I thought I could sing, but I can't sing. You know what I mean? I really can't. But for me to actually try to rap, I just like me.
You gotta shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, again, I take my hat off because she shot her shot.
No, she tried. She tried.
Our platform to shoot her shot.
Yeah.
You know.
But nobody's gonna pick up that. That's just like elementary. That's elementary. G-Man out.
Bro, you got a final thought for tonight?
Since this is piggyback off of Dale, this is ladies' night. And ladies, just to let y'all know that if you see Gerard between the hours of 12 a.m. and 11:59 p.m., just know he will be on his Shannon Sharp, because he don't care if it's Cardinal Health, Liquid Death, or Crystal Meth, his dick out of three.
Oh, you so fucking stupid. You stupid. Damn, I'm lost. Okay. Really, not so much a final thought, but we appreciate everyone that's listening, everyone that will be listening later on tonight. Anybody get a chance, check out our website. It's runandtellthatpodcast.onpodium.com. And you can see where we blog. You can request to be on an episode. You can subscribe. You can listen to the shows once they're uploaded on there. And like I said, we appreciate everyone that's listening. And I kind of do have a final thought. My final thought for tonight is never trust a woman that says grand rising, my new being king. My final thought. Because I promise you, at least two of them got me. Just saying.
Yes, sir.
Caught me right on up my drawers. I'm just saying. That was years ago, though. Not recently. Years ago.
Never trust. That's what did it.
That's what did it.
That was the move.
Yeah, that was the move. I was shook. Goddamn. Let me fix my goddamn crown. They call me king and shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Anytime they say grand rising, yep. They just trying to get your goodies. That's it. They don't want nothing else.
Hey, you know, before we end, is that true that you knock out somebody crown out of their tooth? Gerard?
I don't know nothing about that. Who did that?
I don't know, man. They say you've been a very naughty boy back in the days, bro.
I don't know what y'all talking about. I don't know.
You walk around saying,
man, I don't know.
A good student too, bro.
I heard say you used to actually take people fishing. You used to take them fishing. Like you say, I need them to relax your mind first.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
There you go. That's good. There you go. Plead the fifth, bro. I don't know.
No, I really don't know. I really don't know what y'all talking about.
Hey, I really don't. Like Dale said, your name been a lot of people's mouth.
Really?
They look, them women like some J-Rod.
Like that J-Rod.
They say they call him Jello. Hey, not the one that say, I want to swerve with the road. Whoa, whoa. Not that one.
All right. We got one more message. We got a message from Minnesota, yeah. And then we're going to go ahead and close out.
Yes, sir, Minnesota.
Yeah. I got one. Never trust a woman that can eat a whole banana at one time.
There he is.
Wow.
Yes, sir, Minnesota.
I don't know. I might have to find out about that one.
Yes, sir. Minnesota, you hit it right on the head, bro.
Well, this was a new episode from Run to Tell That Podcast. We'll be back next weekend, Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Yes, and sir. The lineup will be myself, Ro, Dell,
JP,
him, and JP. So yes, we appreciate everyone.
Like a Saka 89 himself.
We appreciate everybody that stopped through and left messages. And we are out.
Peace.